for quite a while.
So how much other land do you own there?
Just the eight.
Just eight?
Five acres, yeah. And 3.5 of that is woods. There is a home on the property with septic and well.
I don't have any further questions.
Okay, Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Johnson?
No questions.
Mr. Burton?
I have none.
Mr. Couts?
No questions, sir.
Mr. Lang?
Since you only have four lots, the county ordinance would require that you, in developing this project, improve the road with at least a 20-foot wide crusher run county road, improved by crusher run. And since you didn't apply for a waiver from that requirement, that's what would be required. And if you did obtain approval from the county after obtaining all other agency approvals, you would be required to get final approval from the commission and also be substantially underway with construction of that road and this development in 5 years. Can you do that?
Okay. Yes, sir.
And just for the benefit of my record, you're Shirley O'Dell and I'm Mr.
Robert.
Name.
Robert Lucas.
Robert, that's what I thought. Okay, I had that right. I just wasn't sure.
L-U-C-U-S.
Last gotcha.
I'm just here as an agent for her daughter, but she's not really involved yet. So she had.
And that's all I have.
Okay.
To work.
Mr. Robertson?
It's not so much of a question as a statement. I understand the purpose behind the subdivisions for estate planning to provide for your children. One of the things, though, that wasn't submitted with the application was a summary of restrictive covenants. You know, now typically on larger subdivisions like the ones that you've heard earlier tonight, those are fairly comprehensive and cover a myriad of things that I don't think apply here. But I think one of the things that the commission is likely to require as a condition would be restrictive covenants that deal with the maintenance of that road. Because while your plans are to divide this four ways, I guess, or three ways, depending on how you count it, for estate planning, at some point one of those lots could get sold, you know, and what you surely don't want to do is bring on a fight among your children and some third party who buys a lot. So that's why I point that out, that you need to have some restrictive covenants that, if nothing else, govern who's going to pay for and maintain that road. That's all I have.
So that's a requirement we'll need is to get to 20-foot.
Yeah, but the road part is 50-foot right away, which your plot shows, and it would have to be improved at least 20 foot of crusher run. But it would also have to have drainage. Mm-hmm. And it may require stormwater management pond or something of that nature because of the length of the road and the amount of roadway there would be. But that would be subject to approval by Public Works through the County Engineering Department and the Sussex Conservation District. And a lot of agencies get involved when you get into final approval.
Don't sound too good, huh?
It's not easy yet.
Of course,
it's not easy.
It's probably the easiest part.
You know, Ms. Odo, you said you were trying to do this maybe to avoid fussing later on. Let me tell you how to do that. You get this subdivision done, you sell those lots, spend the money, and then there won't be any fussing later on.
Thought about that also.
You been to Europe? Have you been to Europe?
No. I thought about that also.
Okay, well, if you'll take a seat, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application tonight. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-51, Vincent Odo?
Would anybody like to buy 8.5 acres?
Can't allow you to solicit here, but not on the courthouse steps. You can do anything you want. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-51? Does anyone else on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. Oh, too late. We're done. See Mr. Lank after class. We'll close the public hearing, and you may wish to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-17, Sawmill Associates Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 73.297 acres into 41 lots located south of Road 635, 1508.5 feet northwest of Road 621.